Heard at Sports Radio every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m.
Coming up on Friday's show, it's a free-for-all as usual. We'll talk with Chad Forbes of NFL Draft Bites about all the things going on in the NFL. Mike Sonner from Heard at Sports stops by with all his takes on the latest local sports action. And, of course, we'll do our weekly check-in with former Husker and current pizza shop owner Matt Versal.
Take a dive into the latest news and all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
All right, well, we just got done listening to Coach Rhule after day one of spring practice, and there isn't a whole lot to unpack, but boy, well, did he not leave
there's
anything.
There's a lot.
Well, he didn't leave anything for us to
to guess about. Yeah.
Right. It was all like, hey, he just told you what's up. And I like that. Do you like that transparency? I mean, you have to like
I do.
That transparency. If you're either a media member or a fan or even a member of this team.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to tell the media all of these things if he's not telling his team all of these things or even going deeper into transparency. I loved every minute of things that he had to say. We wish we could have given you the first 3 minutes. Of course, we kind of ran into an issue with our hard outs, which here come the hard outs again. But this is where we are.
That's why we recommend YouTube TV or Asina Sasha and our team finished building the app. No pressure.
Did you hear who the star of the offseason was?
Yes, Drew Down. Yes, did.
Kind of out of nowhere. We knew he liked him. We didn't know he loved him.
We aren't in this. This is you. This is Andrew Rogers with the skirt and pom-poms on. I like Gabe Irvin. I've never loved Gabe Irvin. I love Gabe Irvin as a person, but I didn't know enough except for as the season progressed and I watched him during his knee surgery recovery last year, at this time last year, when some other folks were taking some days off, my man was training. I said, okay. Then he was kind of the representative at an invite-only deal. They had a player panel. This was the old staff.
Mm-hmm.
The old staff that brought Gabe Irvin on stage as like a panel of five. And I was like, huh, that's telling. Right, I'm always looking for deductive clues or context clues for deductive reasoning, right? And then I started to watch, and I'm like, okay, I'm kind of seeing it. But you, on the other hand? So there's two things. I'll give the devil his due.
I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul. I think I'm better than you. Oh, we aren't singing Devil Went Down to Georgia.
All right, anyway. So, the Gabe Irvin one. But how about you calling? And it's not – I don't think it's going to be often, although you did nail the rule thing, coaching. But when you tell me about personnel and what you see – and I don't see it, I'm going to give you some credit. Because the Jake Applegate
You're
thing.
You're down there more than I am.
Well, the Jake Applegate thing, I don't think anyone saw coming except for.
Outside of maybe. Because this is what I told you. I'm like, I think I saw Sam McEwen write about that first.
For the fullback thing?
For the fullback thing. And then it sparked. Because I think I asked him about it too a day later.
Because I remember
show.
When we talked about it, I was like. I don't know.
And then I dove deeper into him, though. And that's what I think, like, that extended conversation got you to thinking I did it. But I think Sam put his name on my radar And then I was like,
because I remember we had the show, we had the segment where I was like, oh fudge, I loved him playing against us. His junior year, he killed us. And I don't know, like the senior year, everybody, a lot of people that were watching those teams with all those Power Five guys they had didn't love how they were being utilized. So I didn't get into that. But I do know when they played against us, he wore our tails out. And I liked him in basketball. I remember talking to his dad. Again, Southeast is one of those teams that seems to have West Side's number. They beat us 2 years in a row. So 2 years ago when they came in and beat us, you know, his dad was like, hey, man, I appreciate you being a big fan. And I said, listen, it's funny when parents say that because little do they know. Like, I don't do it for them because if I'm wrong, then I hear it from everybody else. So I'm not just going to say it just so parents would be cool because, as you know, I'd rather be right than well-liked. I just think he's a tough kid and he's a good athlete.
Can you raise your fiddle up now real fast?
That's pretty good because
your solo.
Because when you said Applegate, I was like, I don't know, man. Like, they need some outside guys.
Mm-hmm. And I just like the idea of transition, getting an athlete and having him move.
He can catch the rock, too.
And the reason I like not only him, but I liked your take on Harburg. I liked your take on Booker. I liked your take on Bullock. I like those guys because they're all athletes, and this is what Coach Rhule does so well. He does such a great job of taking a guy that comes in at a position that he thinks or got recruited to play or thinks he can, you know, play his best at, and then Rhule's like, no, why don't we try you here instead? Can you live up to that? Can you embrace this new identity? And then when you do embrace that identity, what comes next? Only, and I mean only, succession. Like, you succeed in that spot. If that's you, if I said, hey, DB, I don't think you're a running back.
Yeah.
I think you would be better off as an outside linebacker. Hear me out. You're not an outside linebacker, but here's what you do have. You have all the skill sets of an outside linebacker. You're quick. You're elusive. You can get to the quarterback, and you know the job. You'd say, I'll give it a go. You may not have been like, hey, I really wanted to play running back.
I wish I would have been that cool. I don't know, man. I remember Coach Brown asking me.
But it's different coaches, right?
Yeah, yeah,
different
yeah.
coaches. If Coach Rhule were to ask you that and you had already felt him out for about 6 months now.
It's probably a good point.
You probably would be a little more engaged.
I know
in that regard.
I tell you how he feels. I don't know if he says it, but I'll tell you how he feels. When you're combative with him or you give him pushback, I think he would dumb it down to this. Do you want to be in the NFL or not?
And he said this.
If you do, why are you fighting me? Oh, why are you fighting me? I'm for you. So if I were you, I would be in here every chance I got to say, what can I do more? I just think that's how he feels.
I mean, he mentioned, do you just become a doctor overnight?
Oh, the four-year thing? Yeah.
No. Actually, sometimes it's okay to go to school for 8 years. Yeah, they're called doctors, right? Is that Tommy Boy?
Yeah.
I think so. But the path to the NFL, you got to learn new things. You got to get better. That's the only way to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just come into school, at least not all the time, and just ball out in the NFL. It's just like – very rare to do.
Yeah.
Now you gotta find a way to evolve to that new level, that from high school to college game, from college game to the NFL game, you have to be able to develop. And if you want the best chance to get there, maybe it takes a position move.
Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting. I kind of agree with my man Thomas. I feel like I should call him Mister because of his maturity. But he says, Damon, it's going to be an interesting football season. It very much is. And he has a good idea with his relationships that he has, but there are still even things that I don't think he knows. that I'm telling you, I don't know how it's going to land. And I'm not sitting here telling you I know it's gonna how it's going to land. But I am saying, when you swap out workout regimen, lifting equipment, do you realize Nebraska didn't have a sauna until Coach Rule got here?
That's kind of bizarre.
Listen to what I'm telling you.
I'm listening. Ears are open.
I once told a story on the show about how I would pick my gym memberships based on if they had a sauna or not.
I know a lot of people would.
And I prefer wet, and everybody was like, oh, they host germs, and they're hard to upkeep. It's expensive, yada, yada, yada. Okay, fine. Coach Rule told me a story. I never forget this because he reads all the time. It's kind of weird, right? But he goes, listen, if you sweat for 30 minutes a day for 5 days a week, you're going to live on average 10 years longer. Unequivocally, data shows it. You need to sweat. Why did your grandparents live so long? Or, you know, this stretch? They didn't have air conditioning. You know what? They sweat the toxins out. How do we not have a sauna? But guess what we have now? We have saunas.
Maybe more than one.
Guess what else we do? We can take walk-on guys from one end and put them in our locker room. We'll go alphabetical order, but we're putting them in the locker room. If we can't fit, hey, let's be crowded for a while till we move. We're all family. We're moving. You don't tell your brother or your sister he's less than because of birth order. You embrace them because
although my family did
because we're family. You don't swap out the food choices and nutrition and just do it overnight. Like, they're still ramping up to where they want to be. But Thomas is right. They have made wholesale changes across the board. It's not like any – and it's like Trev said. They've asked some things that are challenging, but they needed to be asked. So they're okay with it. There is no – because we've done it, we'll always do it. I mean, they have, again, I don't know how it's going to pan out, but it won't be due to lack of detail. I mean, he's pushing some buttons, and he's dropping hammers. He's suspended. He won't be with Tommy Hill.
And that Tommy Hill, bless his heart, my man can't get out of his own way. I'll let DB go on a guitar solo here because he made that. He nailed that. He may have given me the skirt and pom-pom, but I gave him the guitar back, and he just shredded it down the stretch here. We're changing gears. We're talking college basketball with Zach Perilis next.
Heard at Sports Radio, every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Friday's show, it's a free-for-all as usual. We'll talk with Chad Forbes of NFL Draft Bites about all the things going on in the NFL. Mike Sonner from Heard at Sports stops by with all his takes on the latest local sports action. And, of course, we'll do our weekly check-in with former Husker and current pizza shop owner Matt Versal. Take a dive into the latest news in all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.